The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara al-Yasin.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, Ziyara is a very important concept by itself. Ziyara for us is not a matter of physically going to a place and visit a personality only. Ziyara is a visitation by heart in the first place. And this can happen from a close place or from distance. You may from distance be able to visit the Imam, for example, and you might be in the shrine and not visiting Imam. So it's a kind of encounter with the person who is visited, which starts with heart, is with ma'rifah and love. Ma'rifah is very important. Maybe at some point we can talk about why we so much we say arif and bihaqqa in ziyara. And if possible, you try to be physically also as close as possible. If not, at least you try to turn towards the person that you are visiting, or face qibla, which is the general direction that you can visit any imam facing qibla. Even in some of the shrines where we recite the ziyara, it is recommended you face qibla, because qibla is the general direction. So this is by itself a very important concept, and inshallah maybe at some point we can reflect on the concept of ziyara. But now, what about imam of our time? He doesn't have any shrine, for example, where na'uzu billah, he is buried, for example, he's alive. So what does ziyara here mean? Again, the same thing. Means that with your heart and with your ma'rifah, you want to have an encounter with the imam. You want to say your salutations, your salams to imam. You want to ask imam to intercede for you, to pray on your behalf, to help. And all this for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. Among different things, different recitations that we are recommended for 12th Imam, Ziyarat Ali Yasin is one of the most well-known, most respected one, most common one among our scholars. And inshallah, I can refer to some of the things about the chain of narration of this and sanad of this ziyara. So Ziyarat Ali Yasin is not an exception. It's one case of ziyara of the 12th Imam as part of the line of ziyarat that we have, which is a very important way of us connecting to the chosen servants of Allah, the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and also previous prophets and awliyaullah. Many times we also send our salams to Adam, to Musa, to Ibrahim, to Nuh alayhim as-salam, to Isa alayhi as-salam. So this is a very integral part of the life of mu'min, and in this world, this ziyarah is what we initiate, but we hope in the time that we are need, we will receive their reciprocal ziyarah, inshallah. First, I start with what a great muhaddith, a great scholar of hadith, Sheikh Abbas Qummi, has mentioned in Mafatih al-Jinan, because everyone has this at their availability, and they can read and check. And then, inshallah, I will mention other things about the sanad. Sheikh Abbas Qummi rahmatullah alayh, in the section on the ziyarat for Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he says that one of the things that he mentions for the sardab, for the basement in Samarra, he says Sheikh Jalil Ahmad ibn Abi Talib Tabarsi, in his noble book Al-Ihtijaj, so Sheikh Tabarsi in Al-Ihtijaj has narrated that from Nahiyye Muqaddase, so from the sacred point of reference to Imam Mahdi Jalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, a reply letter came for Muhammad Hamyari. And it started, of course, with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La l'amrihi ta'qilun wala min awliya'ihi taqbalun. Neither you understand yourself Allah's affair, nor you accept from awliya'ullah. Hikmatun balighatun fama tughnin nuzur. This Imam referred to this verse of the Quran, that this is a kind of adequate or a kind of reaching wisdom of Allah. Fama tughnin nuzur, but the warnings are not benefiting and sufficient. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillah as-salihin. Salam, peace be upon us and on righteous servants of Allah. Then Imam said, whenever you want to pay attention with us or through us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Ahlul Bayt never direct us to themselves, never get us stuck with themselves. They always refer to God. They are signs for finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Ziyarat Jama, we say, Man arad Allah bada'a bikum. If someone wants to reach Allah, it starts with you. You find first the sign, and then you get the direction and reach your destination. So Imam says that whenever you want to pay attention to God, to remember Allah through us, and also you want to remember us, then say this, Salamun ala Ali Yasin. So, according to Sheikh Abbas Qummi, this is a respected, reliable ziyarah that Sheikh Tabarsi in Al-Ihtijaj has reported, and it goes back to Hamyari. In our books, we find another also chain of narration. So there are actually two ways for this ziyarah. One is the most famous one, which is this Hamyari, who is Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hamyari al-Qummi. His kunya was Abu Ja'far. He used to live in time of Qaybat al-Sughra, minor occultation. There are many mukatabat, many written exchange between him and Imam Mahdi Jalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and one of them involved this ziyarat Ali Yasin. But there is another one which is going back to the second Naib of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, Muhammad ibn Uthman Amri, and Ibn Mashhadi in Al-Mazar al-Kabir has mentioned that. Sayyid ibn Tawus in Misbah al-Za'ir has also mentioned that. And that has some differences with this one. So we have two ways of receiving this important ziyara. And as I said, our scholars have always paid great attention to this ziyara.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.